This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting is underway for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. A total of 142 constituencies across seven districts are going to polls in this phase. Nearly 79% voter turnout was recorded till reports last came in. Polling will continue till 6 this evening. Long queues can be seen in Kolkata, Howrah and the 24 Parganas districts. Adequate security arrangements are in place to ensure peaceful voting, though there have been reports of isolated incidents, including an EVM malfunction in Varanagar and a BJP polling agent being injured in Odia. BJP demanded re-poll in some booths in Falta, a seat in South 24 Parganas district. Security forces dispersed gatherings outside polling stations in several areas across the seven districts under polls. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry, along with the two-phase polling in West Bengal, will be held on the 4th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 594-kilometre-long access-controlled Greenfield Ganga Expressway in Hardoi district of Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said the transformative infrastructure project will boost connectivity and drive progress across Uttar Pradesh.
गंगा एक्सप्रेस वे यूपी के एक छोर को दूसरे छोर से तो जोड़ता ही है। ये एनसीआर के असीम संभावनाओं को भी करीब लाएगा। इसके किनारे नए औद्योगिक अवसर विकसित होंगे। इसके लिए हरदोई जैसे दूसरे जिलों में इंडस्ट्रियल कॉरिडोर विकसित किए जा रहे हैं। इससे हरदोई, शाहजहांपुर, उन्नाव समेत सभी 12 जनपदों में नए उद्योग आएंगे। अलग-अलग सेक्टर्स जैसे फार्मा, टेक्सटाइल आदि के कर क्लस्टर्स विकसित होंगे। युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर भी तैयार होंगे।
Passing through 12 districts of Uttar Pradesh, the expressway will connect the western, central and eastern regions of the state through a single high-speed corridor. It is the longest expressway in the state, which will reduce travel time between Meerut and Prayagraj from nearly 12 hours to about 6 hours. The government today assured that domestic LPG supplies are continuing smoothly across the country without any disruption amid the evolving West Asia situation. Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, informed that operations at all Indian ports are normal and there are no reports of congestion.
क्षेत्र में सभी भारतीय नाविक सुरक्षित हैं।
All Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incidents related to any Indian flagged vessel have been reported in the past 24 hours. Through the Directorate General of Shipping, the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways has facilitated the safe return of 2,829 Indian seafarers. Operation at all ports across India remains normal and there are no reports of any congestion.
कोई congestion की सूचना नहीं है।
Union Minister of State for Railways, Ravneet Singh Bittu, announced enhanced security measures along the Eastern Dedicated Freight Corridor, which connects Sahnewal in Ludhiana with Dankuni in West Bengal, including round-the-clock patrolling and deployment of drone surveillance, following the recent blast near the Shambhu Rajpura rail track at Patiala in Punjab. The Employees Provident Fund Organization has settled a record 8.31 crore claims during the last financial year 2025-26, marking a significant rise from 6.01 crore claims processed in the previous fiscal year. The data highlights a growing trend towards ease of access and faster processing for Provident Fund members across the country. National Statistical Office's 80th round survey on household consumption on health highlighted significant increase in healthcare access across the country. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said it was supported by targeted government interventions, expansions of public health services and increased insurance coverage. In IPL cricket, hosts Mumbai Indians are to take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Wankhede Stadium at 7:30 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and closed with gains of 0.8%. And with that, we end this news bulletin.